Hi everyone, and wishing you a happy new year. I'm Sangeeta Angela Kumar, and you're listening to my podcast, Planet Sang. So everybody has this crisis, maybe everybody or maybe nobody, but I generally have this crisis in the beginning of the year. I'm like, what am I going to do? And yeah, I have to work out and I have to like have these resolutions. So this year, the workout and the resolution hasn't really been that much. But what has been confusing me really is figuring out what is my value? What is my worth? What do I contribute to other people's lives? And this question has been eluding me for a while, and I wasn't really able to figure it out in my brain. And then I wasn't able to really get any tangible answers. So I figured let me ask ChatGPT, and I had fun with that. So today I'm going to be talking about that process and how I discovered what my actual value and my job is. So let's get started. You know, a lot of people who know me know that I do a lot of things. So I'm a editor, I'm a photographer, I write children's books, I draw, I illustrate, I teach. And a lot of people, sometimes it's a little annoying because they'll say, oh, you're so talented, but I wish you were more successful in life. And I'm like, oh, okay. Or they'll say stuff like, someone like you should be getting more credit, and you're so talented, and why aren't you, you know, more famous? And I don't really have an answer to that. Frankly, sometimes it's a bit insulting because it's basically saying, sorry, you're a failure, even though you're so talented. So I was really racking my brains because everyone has a niche. Like that's, you know, you're either a teacher or you're a producer or you're, you know, like a journalist or, but over the years, I've been a lot of many things. That's great. But now when I'm in my 40s, it confuses me because I'm like literally a jack of all trades and a master of none. Well, I'm a master of a few things, but what happens is when you have so many things you're good at, you eventually get lost in the fluff because, like, if you see my YouTube, it's all over the place. Am I a cook? Am I a chef? Am I a mom? Am I an artist? Am I a travel blogger, which I totally am not. But I love creating videos and I love editing. So eventually I said, okay, you know what? Like as a joke, my husband and my daughter said, why didn't you ask ChatGPT? And I thought that was very interesting because I was like, hey, you know what? ChatGPT has been really good to me. Like I've had a good experience with ChatGPT. So why don't I ask that? So then I went and asked ChatGPT, and it was a very, very fascinating session. So it began with me asking, what is my value? So ChatGPT replied, as a language model AI developed by OpenAI, of course, branding, I don't have personal information about individuals unless it has been shared in the course of our conversation. This is nice, you know, like it's good that they're not spying on us. I don't have the ability to access personal worth or values. Each person is unique and valuable. I love that in their own way. And your value is not something that can be determined by an AI, which is nice. Your worth, which is actually the nicest thing anyone has said to me, by the way, in the past few years. So your worth is multifaceted and influenced by your relationships, accomplishments, character, and more. You have specific questions or topics you'd like information or advice on, feel free to ask. Which I was like, oh my gosh, can ChatGPT be my best friend? So then I kind of expanded because obviously ChatGPT needs more. So I said, I'm a video editor, a photographer, a writer, an illustrator, and a children's book author. What is my value and how can I add value to other people's life? So that's another thing that's been bothering me, where a lot of people say, oh, start a newsletter and add value to people's life. And I'm like, do I add value to people's life? Does my content add value to people's life? Like YouTube began as something that I just was doing for the fun of it. And I really didn't think about the value that anything was adding to others. Even with my art, I think it's more about me. Like YouTube has become a more self-obsessed piece of platform that really I have fun with. But do I add value? And that has been a question that has been, you know, coming at me quite often, but more at the start of 2024. So when I asked ChatGPT that, ChatGPT had a fantastic answer. So it said, your diverse skill set as a photo, video editor, photographer, writer, illustrator, and children's book author is undoubtedly valuable. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think ChatGPT is very good for your ego. But here's some ways you can add value to other people's lives. So it gave advice, which I think I'm going to take. So I kind of cut and paste this and I added it into my notes because I thought this was nice in terms of even a list for me to put up somewhere so I remember what to do. So it said, tell compelling stories where I utilize my skills in video editing, photography, writing, and illustrating to tell engaging, meaningful stories, whether it's visual content, articles, or children's books. Storyteller is a power to entertain, educate, and inspire, which is fantastic. Entertain, educate, inspire are very nice keywords. Then, of course, it was capture moments. As a photographer, you can capture special moments in people's lives, preserving memories that will be cherished for years to come. Your ability to capture moments and create visual stunning images adds significant value to individuals and families. Then I'll just run this through, educate and inspire and create engaging content. Children's book authorship, offer creative solutions, use your creativity to solve problems, collaborate and share. So in all of this, I have done all of it except collaborate and share. I mean, share, of course, but not collaboration. I'm not very good at collaboration. Of course, with a very nice reassurance that remember that your value extends beyond your skills. It includes your unique perspective, creativity, and positive impact that you have on individuals and communities. Continuously honing your craft and staying open to new ideas and collaborations. Actually, I am collaborating with ChatGPT, so yay! Tick, tick, tick. And collaborations will contribute to your ongoing growth and the value you bring to others. Okay, so this was fantastic. I loved it. And then I was like, okay, so I asked, if you can sum up what my one core job can be, what would it be? Because that really is the question that has been, you know, really been on my mind. And ChatGPT replied, your core job, considering your diverse skill set, thank you, thank you, thank you, could be seen as a creative storyteller. In this role, you integrate your skills in video editing, photography, writing, and illustration to craft compelling and engaging stories from various mediums. Whether through visual content, written narratives, or children's books, your focus is on conveying messages, emotions, and ideas that resonate with and add value to your audience's lives. So I said, thank you so much for this insight. This really helps. And ChatGPT, as always, gracious, replied, you're very welcome. I'm glad to hear that these insights were helpful. If you have any more questions, if there's anything I can assist you with, feel free to ask. Best of luck with your creative endeavors. Now, this is like, I'm feeling so good after this because honestly, this was bothering me. It's we're still in the first week of, we are actually literally in the first week. 1 week has just finished and we've started the second week of Jan. And I was just like, what is my job? Like, yeah, I'm creative and I do a lot of things and I shoot myself and I shoot photographs and then I write stories and then I illustrate. So what is eventually, what am I? And I'm very happy to report that I am a creative storyteller, which I don't know if a lot of people will agree with me, but the fact is that it is who I'm happy to be, at least for 2024. I don't know what crisis I'll have next year. But as a start, it's nice to know what value I can add to people. And storytelling isn't just, just for entertainment. It's also to educate. It's also to, remind people or whatever you do. But I'm really happy with this insight and I really wanted to share this. I don't think AI is something that we should be afraid of. Like I told someone that AI is like the perfect teammate. Like it's not even an assistant, the perfect imperfect teammate. Like I still have to edit. Like if I ask AI to help me with some research, I still have to edit that. I still have to be a human and extend that work into something. But I'm not really, I'm one of the pro AI people. I feel like AI can really, I mean, we've been on AI for years. Like Google has had AI in terms of recognizing what your needs are in terms of spelling or spell check, even Microsoft. But I really appreciate that. And I like that no one was able to give me an answer about what my value was except ChatGPT, and I'm so grateful for that. So here it is. I'm a creative storyteller, and that is the direction I'm going to go on. I'm going to tell compelling stories, capture moments, educate and inspire, create engaging content, I hope. I'm going to continue my work as a children's book storyteller and offer creative solutions and hopefully collaborate a little more with human beings, not just AI, and share. So I just wanted to share this with you. And so thanks for listening, and I will catch you in the next podcast. Till then, take care and have a happy new year.